It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time, presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of warmer weather, Pelican brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. Let's go to Milwaukee for the Daily Ticker, shall we? They begin the playoffs this weekend. And once again, the Bucks are in the playoffs without a star available, out with an injury. Joining us now is our good friend Steve Pfeiffer from 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee at Sparky Radio on Twitter. Good morning, Steve. Does this feel like it for the Bucks in this current iteration of Dame and Giannis?
Yeah, maybe. It might be. I mean, they could possibly run this back again next year. If they so choose, but it kind of feels like we're getting close to the end of this this run for Giannis. Middleton obviously gets traded. Chris Middleton gets traded at the trade deadline to the Wizards. They get back god awful Kyle Kuzma in return, and he is bad. But the nice thing that happened at the trade deadline was they got Kevin Porter Jr. In a deal for Marjon Beauchamp, who wasn't playing for the Bucks anyhow. And since the Damian Lillard injury, well, blood clot, I guess that he has, Kevin Porter Jr. has really showed that, you know, he might be able to give you 15 to 20 a night and a couple of steals to go along with it. Him and Giannis have seemingly synced up with some nice chemistry, too. Seems to be an energy guy for this Bucks team off the bench when they're playing him off the bench. So that's been a nice little revelation. He's a younger guy that maybe he's here long-term versus just a short-term deal. So we'll find out that at the end of the year. But this Bucks team has won like 8 in a row going into the playoffs without Damian Lillard. So they're feeling good about themselves, and we'll see what happens.
I was watching that Piston game at the end of the regular season. I don't know how many of our listeners were watching that. I think that was a NBA TV or League Pass game. But that I was just interested to watch them because I've seen what they've been doing the last few without Dame. And I love Giannis. I'm a big Giannis guy. You sound a little defeated. I got to be honest, your tone about Giannis in the future there, and that kind of bums me out because I want to see him be a Buck forever. He has had, I don't know if the numbers all bear this out, I'm just watching the best version of him to ever exist. What he has done this year has been absolutely amazing, and so I'm really bummed Dame's not going to play for the obvious Portland tie-in, but I'm just also bummed because him and what this Giannis is might lend a little more hope to Buck fans that maybe they go a little further or scare one of the better teams in the second round.
You know, that's the one thing that we always talk about here. And I mean, I get it why he's not really in the MVP conversation as much because, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Oklahoma City have been amazing all year long. Joker is the Joker, even though his coach and GM are going to be out now. But, you know, Giannis has been third. On most years, Giannis probably wins MVP with the numbers that he's put up. He's developed a mid-range jumper now that he hasn't had for most of his career because Mike Budenholzer was too busy worried about him shooting threes, which was a waste of time. So this mid-range jumper has really developed nicely for him. Defensively, obviously, he's always been really good defensively. But the other thing that's really developed here since Lillard has went out is he's handling the ball a little bit more, and he's making more passes, you know, cross court and finding his teammates more open for shots, more so than he has in the past. He's averaging way more assists here in this last 8-game stretch too. So it's added another dynamic to what he does. And if the guys around him shoot the ball well, you know, they'll have a chance to win games in the playoffs. Gary Trent, obviously from his time in Portland and around the league, he's been shooting the ball really well lately. AJ Green is a younger guy the last couple of years who has been able to get hot. They call him the Dairy Bird. So if he could shoot the ball from outside pretty good, that would be good. Porter Jr. occasionally will hit a three. So they've got some shooters around them. Just a matter of whether or not they can stop Indiana in transition, because that's where the Pacers have killed the Bucks in the past, is getting out and running on the break. And if the Bucks can't slow them down, that's going to be a problem. But, you know, this version of the Bucks versus last year in the playoffs, Giannis and Lillard both were hurt in that round of the playoffs. And Chris Middleton had to do it by themselves, and they looked old and slow. This version of the Bucks, definitely not as old, not as slow, definitely more athletic. So we'll see if they can put up more of a fight this time.
Yeah, during his last 10, Giannis is averaging 31.5, 10.4 assists, and 11 boards.
That's okay, I guess. You know,
61% from the
field. You're into that kind of thing, that's okay.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, on that note, Steve, we're talking with Steve Pfeiffer, our good buddy from the Fan in Milwaukee, at Sparky Radio on Twitter. This is a matchup we saw last year. You mentioned, though, no Giannis has been huge. Back-to-back playoffs now with no Giannis. And I think we've kind of forgotten about how good of a player he is around the league because of that. This is when the majority of people dive in, and this is how legacies are defined, right? How you play in the playoffs. He's healthy and rolling. Where do you give – how do you feel about the matchup, I guess, if there is no Dame for the entirety of the series – of Giannis, and does he have enough help to get out of the first round? And then, hey, maybe the reinforcement of Damian Lillard comes in round two.
Look, nobody talks about this nationally nearly enough. You know, they all want to get Giannis out of Milwaukee, but they don't really talk about what's happening. He's missed playoff games five of the last six years, including the year they went to the championship run. Remember, he hyperextended his knee in that Atlanta series, yeah. And they still won. And then he came back for the Phoenix series, dropped that 50-piece to win the championship for him. But he consistently is missing games. The one year where he didn't miss playoff games was the year they played Boston, the year after their championship, and Middleton missed that series. They have not been healthy for an entire playoff run with all of their key pieces in the last 6 years. That's always been a thing, and now we have the Lillard thing with the blood clot. If Lillard is back for the Cleveland series, and again, I highly doubt it, but if he's back for that series against Cleveland in that next round, I don't feel great about it necessarily, but I think they'll definitely have a fighting chance in that series. And you hope the inexperience of Cleveland, you know, being in the playoffs maybe catches up with them a little bit, and that allows the Bucks to have an opportunity to possibly win that series. But for the Bucks, again, I just go back to the same thing I always say, which is they've got to shoot the three ball well, and they can't allow second chance points. And if they do that, I think they can hang with anybody.
You sound a little at the beginning of this, I don't know, maybe slightly resigned to the fact that if they lose, Giannis could be gone. Am I reading that correctly, or is it just a little early for Sparky to get going here on the day? Are you worried that if they lose that he might ask out?
No, I don't think that's the thing. I think that Lillard could be gone if they lose. I think they're a bunch of chickens. I don't think they're going to trade Giannis. I think they're going to hold on to Giannis until he pretty much says he doesn't want to be there. And earlier this year, Giannis said that you'd have to kick him out of here, dragging and screaming to leave Milwaukee at some point in his career. That's what he said. So, you know, if he's willing to go through a slight rebuild or something along those lines, maybe. And the reason I say about Lillard is, you know, he's been here 2 years. They haven't had a 50-win season yet. Yeah. In 2 years with Damian Lillard and Giannis, like, that's concerning, right? So that's something to look at. If Porter Jr. shows up and plays out and plays well in this series, you know, I could see them giving him an extension, which wouldn't be nearly as costly as Damian Lillard, obviously, and trying to run with him and then seeing what you can get back assets-wise for Damian Lillard. They don't have assets. They don't have any real draft picks for the next several years. Assets on the team that they can trade is an older player in Damian Lillard. Kuzma, again, what's he going to get you? So there's really not a lot. Brooke Lopez is going to be a free agent this season. So do they go back down that well again and say, okay, we want to bring back old Brooke Lopez to be our shot blocker? Or do they move on from him and try and find somebody that's younger to play in there? I mean, there is going to be a lot of questions. This roster could look dramatically different next season, but I could almost guarantee you Giannis will be on it.
As quickly as possible here, Steve, because we're against it. Is it too soon to maybe suggest a mistake to trade Drew for Dame?
Too soon. People have been doing that in this city the day after it happened. What do you mean too soon? Are you kidding me? People have been holding on to that thing forever and a day that Drew Holiday would be the guy. But as I've said before, the reason you had to move Drew and get Damian Lillard was because Giannis can't stay healthy in the postseason. And Holiday can't score enough to hold up that part of it with Chris Middleton to overcome Giannis being out. Yeah. Where Lillard can still be that scorer, in theory, with Middleton. So when Giannis is hurt, you can still win games, even though Giannis's points aren't out there. That, I think, was the largest part and the reason of why they did it, was to try to cover up for Giannis when he misses postseason games. And, you know, again, the problem is the first year they're together, they're both out in the first round of the playoffs. And now this year in the first round of the playoffs, Lillard is out. It's been an ongoing story for this Bucks team of what could have been had Giannis and this team ever been healthy in the playoffs for multiple years in a row.
Yeah, we're rooting for him out here. We'll see how it goes. It begins this weekend, a rematch against Indiana from last year. Steve Pfeiffer, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, one of our favorites, at Sparky Radio on Twitter. Enjoy the playoffs. We don't remember what that feels like out here in Portland, so hopefully it's a long run for Milwaukee, and let's do this again soon.
Take care.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.